How many of you have been here for the entire conference? Wow! Praise the Lord. How many of you just showed up this morning? Yeah. Get the tapes, okay? All right. Our subject is very, very critical. I've written a book on the matter. The day of the Lord is coming. The reason why I did and the reason why I'm speaking on the subject this morning is because there are too many people who are giving an incorrect view of the coming of the day of the Lord. Take your Bibles and turn to 2 Peter chapter 3. There are three reasons why many preachers do not like 2 Peter. Chapter 1, chapter 2, and chapter 3. It talks about false prophets and false teachers that are going to be here. One of the reasons why we are having such blessing in the prophecy conferences in America is because people are kind of tired of all the deception, all the lies. They are wanting to know the truth and to shoot straight with the Bible's information. I think there's a hunger for Bible teaching, personally. I'm going to comment upon the seriousness of this matter in just a moment. In 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 1 to 10, we have what one writer calls the most alarming truth about what's going to happen to planet Earth. You got your Bible open, 2 Peter chapter 3, beginning at verse 1. This second epistle, brethren, of course the first one would be 1 Peter. I now write unto you, in both which I stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance, that you may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets and of the commandment of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior, knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers, walking after their own lusts and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. For this they, watch the wording carefully, for this they willingly or willfully are ignorant of that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water, whereby the world that then was, being overflowed with the water, it perished. But the heavens and the earth which are now, by the same word, are kept in store, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. But, beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat, the earth also, and the works that are therein, shall be burned up. Will you join me, please, in prayer? Father, we thank you for this amazing prophecy. And it's a bit scary if we're not settled in our relationship with God. We see the evidences that our Lord said would come